Abby Hill.
Mackenzie Van Manen.
Allison Paulius.
And the three of you are seniors with the NCMP, or Newton Swim Team, that has had for several years Pella girls, including you three. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about how the regular season went this year and some of the things you were able to accomplish.
So our regular season was really good. We faced a little bit of difficulty just getting used to our team and kind of getting used to other teams. I mean, you're bringing in new swimmers every single year, and so just kind of finding everyone's strengths and putting them all in a certain lineup. But so far we've been really good, and our season couldn't have went better.
We've been super successful so far this season. This year is not a travel year, so we're swimming in our home pool more often, which is a good thing and a bad thing at the same time, because our home pool is a meters pool and longer than a regular course pool, which is a little bit more difficult for us this year, but I think we've overcame that obstacle and we've been swimming really good.
And we've brought together lots of teams from other schools, which most schools would face difficulty with, but we come together as one and do well.
When you bring that up, there's actually quite a bit of Pella girls who, from freshmen all the way up to seniors, that are on this year's team. What has that been like? I mean, again, you're wearing for a different school, which is probably a little bit different, but you have a lot of familiar faces. What has that been like, especially seniors, trying to mentor them through that process you've been through for several years?
I think the biggest thing was, especially for like our Pella girls, just kind of showing them, like, you know, even though these girls are from different schools, you're still seeing them every single day, sometimes twice a day, and spending hours on hours with them. And so just kind of like keeping, like, guiding them into making connections and making friends with girls from other schools.
Well, and there's been some success. Obviously, recently people may have heard, we reported on it. You won two different conference championships, and Kenzie, you had quite a few individual honors as well. What did it mean to be able to have that measure of success at the end of the year, especially as you're getting ready for the playoffs?
It's just really great to end our JV season like that. This is something that we've been building up to for a while, and it kind of springs us into our next few meets coming up. And so I think these successes help us in the long run.
Well, and what's it like to see the team have so much success here in the postseason for you?
It's really exciting to be able to finish off our senior years with a high note and be able to see a lot of the freshmen and underclassmen grow throughout and continue on our legacy.
Well, and that legacy, as we've kind of talked about, is unique because, again, it's not in this school. You know, how do you guys, as leaders of this program, try to keep that culture here at the school, too? Is there anything you talk with, especially with some of the younger girls who are coming on up through the ranks? How do you kind of keep that camaraderie, especially when you're here at school?
So just knowing, like, even though we are from a different school, we're still a team in our own. And just the Pella girls alone, we practice together in the mornings. And so then we're with the rest of our team in the afternoons. And so just kind of keeping that closeness and kind of just keeping it in the back of our minds, like, we are Pella athletes and we're still representing our school when we're a part of something so much bigger.
Well, and coming up on Saturday, November the 2nd, you have the district meet. Let our listeners know a little bit about what you kind of anticipate coming up with that, knowing that could be your last meet and that there's going to be some great competition up in Grinnell.
This is a really important meet for us. This is probably the most tough competition that we've faced so far this season, so we're looking forward to that. And our training through this next week and a half is really going to be amped up a little bit and just springing into this next meet.
We've competed at Grinnell so far this year, and we've already seen the competition, and it's a good pool and fast, so we're hoping to post our best times for districts and hopefully make it on to state.
Once again, the three seniors of the NCMP Newton Swim Team. Congratulations, lady, on a great season so far, and all the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.